remember the day my perspective on my disability really changed. I wasn't yet diagnosed with any nameable condition. In fact, I didn't even consider that disabled could be a term used to describe me. All I knew is that I was different in a way that I hated. It seemed like I was constantly in pain. I felt fragile and avoided joining my friends in most activities, a day exploring the city or even just a trip to the mall, for fear of ending up broken. On this particular day, I had just come home from yet another disappointing doctor's appointment. Yet again, I had been told that, despite my chronic ankle dislocations and full-body pain, despite the fact that I could barely make it up the stairs to my second-story room, and that I had to take a car to college because I couldn't walk 7 blocks between classes, they couldn't find anything medically wrong with me, and that there was nothing I could do. This was also one of the worst doctors I had dealt with. He talked to me like I was a child, and like I didn't even know my own body. I felt defeated and hopeless. As I walked up my driveway and toward my front door, I saw a small bird fly down into the front lawn, cock its head to the side, then yank a squirming worm out of the ground and fly off. I froze in my place for a moment, considering the brutality of that tiny action. In that instant, I knew that I didn't have it that bad. Sure, I was an awkward 19-year-old who could barely walk across her college campus without spraining an ankle. Yes, on that day and for years beforehand, I was essentially told that I would always be in this much pain. But in that moment, if nothing else, I knew that I would never have to live my life in constant fear of being pulled out of my house and eaten alive. I recognize that it sounds silly when I put it that way, but it really solidified the idea that I'm lucky for what I have. The medical field is always expanding, and today, 5 years later, I have a diagnosis, a muscle rehab trainer, and a fantastic support system. Living with a disability is never easy, and I definitely still have my bad days, but I'm strangely comforted by the fact that at least I'm not a worm. With a perspective, I'm Leah Sate.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio.